If we can believe a guy whose life was based on lies, well, the owners of the Mets knew nothing of Bernie Madoff's massive fraud. But speaking from the federal prison where he will live until he dies, Madoff tells the New York Times some banks and hedge funds were complicit. John Coffey, who specializes in corporate and securities law here, says maybe, but maybe Madoff has another motive.
He wants to say other people were responsible, and I was just sharing in the guilt of a terrible bubble.
Madoff claims the attitude of some banks was, if you're doing something wrong, we don't want to know. John Montone, 1010 Winds at Columbia University.